Hey everyone, I'm your host Dr. TJ, and with me as always is Aaron.
Hi.
Today on the show, we are going to talk about what is functional medicine. We've done, basically every show has had that part of it. We're talking about functional medicine, how functional medicine can help either the condition that we're talking about or whatever the topic of the day is. But we've had a lot of people reach out to us with questions that I think we can just summarize a lot of this stuff by just talking again about what functional medicine is, what it does, and how it can help.
Right. Not tied to any specific condition, but just in general, how, you know, what, how we treat patients, how it's different than conventional medicine. And I think it'll give some our people somewhere to go so that they can find all the information in one place instead of them having to do it condition by condition and right, find it bit by bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are confused that functional medicine really can only help certain conditions or that it only does certain things. That's really not the case. Functional medicine is the platform. It's the way of going about helping someone. It's the way of going through a history and figuring out exposures and figuring out what's going on, figuring out what to test, and then identifying from the testing what's actually going on. It's a way of interpreting the data and the information. So it's an entire platform on how to help someone no matter what they're suffering from, any what conditions they may have, what their complaints are, or if they're not suffering from anything and they're just healthy and they just want to maintain their level of health. It's not this mysterious thing that's just for specific conditions,
right,
or problems.
Functional medicine, I think, gets a lot of, attention when it comes to people who have problems that conventional medicine hasn't fixed, right? They see conventional medicine doctor after doctor after doctor, and nobody has any answers. And then finally, they find functional medicine. They decide to go outside of their insurance network, go to a functional medicine practitioner, and then they get better. And then, you know, like, you know, most of the people in our clinic, they are telling everyone they know.
But everyone they know, they tell about their stuff. So then they tie, oh, well, this person had thyroid problems, so functional medicine is where I go if I have a thyroid problem.
Right.
They don't
right.
realize that that's also where you go if you have a heart issue or a,
right.
or a, you know, sore this or that or dysfunctional adrenal glands
or hormones or
hormone
yeah.
problems. Like, yeah, they don't put the two together because the conventional medical model is broken up into specialties or body parts, not looking at the whole system all at one time.
Right. Well, and I want to just to finish what I had started saying before about
Sorry.
The when I had started saying that before about, you know, they're telling everyone after they've found us after seeing so many doctors. So people know us for that, in functional medicine, for the hard to treat cases, the, you know, unusual yeah. so symptoms
your
that nobody
last
can
resort.
Right, kind of your last resort doctor. Or they know us from, you know, celebrities and professional athletes, people who, you know, are out there talking about functional medicine and wanting to make sure that they are as healthy as possible, right? So they're two different ends of the spectrum, but we get so many people who are somewhere in between that. And so they're wondering, all right, is this something that even makes sense? Or am I going to go in and they're going to say, there's nothing wrong with you. Why are you here? You know, you don't even have any that, you know, that many complaints or any complaints. But we get people like that all the time. I mean, a lot of our high functioning athletes don't have anything knowingly wrong. And it's just to make sure that they don't have anything underlying that could be impacting their performance.
But boy, can they have some physiological things happening.
Right. Exactly. Which is why, you know, they come to see us because they, you know, a lot of times it's because someone they know has come to see us and we've improved their performance.
Their wives or a friend of their wives or.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they're in our office and we're like, okay, well, this is how we can help and this is what we can do and this is how, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. But for all of the people between those, you know, high functioning athletes and the people at the end of their rope, you know, we can help all of them as well. It helps everybody because everyone can benefit greatly by having a healthier body.
Yes.
Right.
And done. Show is over. Thank you. Good night. Now there's, I think a lot of people out there really are looking for how are you different? How can you help? Just based on emails that get to me, it's always a, well, what would your approach to this be? Well, what would your approach to that be? Then this or that can pick anything. I literally just got an email not too long ago about someone asking, well, what would be your approach to PTSD? Well, it's the exact same as if it were heart disease, and it's the exact same if it were whatever. Pick a condition.
We fix the body.
Right. The thing is, it's the way we go about the system that we utilize to go through someone's history to figure out what has happened in their life, what happened with your family, what happened with your parents, what's going on with you, what have you been exposed to. It's all of you, because all of you is what got you to where you are. If you're 56 years old, it's taken you 56 years to get where you were. It's 56 years of choices. It's 56 years of genetics. It's 56 years of thought patterns. And we've got to work with all of that and figure out what's going on with you. Because you can have two people that are exposed to the same things, that live in the same household or in the same town, and have eat the same diet and have two completely different levels of health. And so just because you have two different levels of health doesn't mean that we don't go through the same process to identify what's going on. And that's where we set ourselves apart. We're looking deeper below the surface than just like, oh, well, let's just run, you know, a simple little blood work and everything's perfectly fine and hunky-dory and there's nothing wrong with you and send you on your way.
But you say that, and I think that's one of the really important points, is that people don't think that what conventional medical doctors are running is simple little blood work. I mean, how often have people come in and said, they already checked this on me and it's totally fine? And because they are assuming that if it needed to be looked at, their doctor would have done it. And that is just not true. I mean, it is 100%. I mean, it's like literally never true. And so it is just, I think, needs to be pointed out that, like, you know, if you went in to your conventional medical doctor and said, I have this issue, and had blood work, and they tell you you're fine, you don't really know anything.
That is correct. And I use the thyroid as an example a lot. I pick on the thyroid because so many people think they have a thyroid issue. And then they end up in our office because they go to their doctor, and their doctor, quote unquote, checks their thyroid and tells them that they're fine, when in reality they didn't check their thyroid. There are 10 pieces of the thyroid puzzle that need to be looked at, and they looked at one, maybe if they're lucky two of them. You can't tell anything with 20% of the information. That's like asking a mechanic to look at your car without turning the engine on, without listening to the engine run, without running any kind of diagnostics on it whatsoever, just looking at the car and tell you what's wrong with it. They can't do that, and no doctor can.
Or just look at the engine and tell me if there's anything at all wrong with my car.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they'll know what's going on with the engine, but not like
the exhaust, the brakes, right, the wheels, the tires.
That's not the only place there could be a problem. So I hope that makes sense. It's no one is that good. It's impossible to know what is wrong with you if you look at one or two little pieces.
And that's where, in our opinion, conventional medicine falls short, is they don't have time to spend hours with a patient. They get 5 minutes, right? And so you can't get all of the information that is known in such a short amount of time. You can't look at some two pieces of a 10-piece puzzle and know what it is. It's just impossible to do.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And there are more parts to this as well, and we can get into this later, but there is the fact that doctors run what they're allowed to run through insurance. So it's not, you know, that your doctor doesn't want to run more, but they are, you know, they're tied to what insurance will pay for. And if the insurance company you have will only allow them to run two pieces, they run two pieces. And then they guess. And the way they look at it is, well, 80% of the people who have these numbers off have this condition. Well, what about the other 20%? What about the 20% of the people who are falling through the cracks who leave your office being told that there's nothing wrong with them or that there's nothing that can be done? I mean, and they still feel bad. And that's how people end up in our office. The other thing is, doctors run tests so they know how to treat you. How do they treat you? Pills or surgery, period. How often have you gotten anything other than pills or surgery from a doctor? I mean, maybe physical therapy.
Right.
I mean, like, that's it. So if a test is not going to change the medication they would give you, they don't run it. They don't see it as necessary. And that's really where it comes down to with thyroid. Those two things. Insurance won't allow it to be ran, and it won't change their course of treatment because you will get levothyroxine, period. If you have a thyroid issue, for the most part.
And that's some straight medical knowledge,
right?
Out of our resident attorney.
It's frustrating because I went through years of that until I found out what was really going on. And it's frustrating to be, and I mean, so many other women have gone through this and are on levothyroxine, which I also want to say, personally made me gain a ton of weight. And so that was frustrating again. And I just bring that up because nobody ever talks about that. Doctors say, well, if anything, it should make you lose weight. Well, it didn't me. So that could be an issue also. And it also affected my sleep. But it wasn't the right medication for me because I had Hashimoto's. They didn't know that because they didn't ever test for it. They only tested two things.
Well, now that we've got her all worked up, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to keep pushing on this nerve because we've got Erin fired up. And that's going to make for an entertaining rest of this show. She was fired up, if you're just tuning in, she was fired up because she was talking about her particular issues with the conventional medical model and how basically it failed her. And she just was expressing her frustration with that a little bit. So kind of continuing on along those lines, we were talking a little bit about testing, and I made a brief mention to amount of time in patient visits. And for those of you out there that are still in the conventional medical model, you haven't ventured out into functional medicine, or you're just afraid or whatever it is, you know, one of the big things that we hear from our patients is that they're impressed at the amount of time that we spend with them. Like, that's really important. We allow people enough time to tell their story, ask their questions, and then we start figuring out what it is that is going on. I just sit quietly for a long time. And anyone that's been into, you know, one of my consultations, you've heard me, and you'll all chuckle out there, you've heard me ask, is there anything else? Is there anything more? Would you like to say more about that? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, everyone that's been in that visit, everyone has done it. No, I think I'm good. And then we start talking about something else, and it's like, oh, hey, you know what? I also, and they remember something else that they want to bring up and they want to talk about. And I just point out to them, look, remember, you wouldn't have had, our visit would have been over an hour ago if you were in a conventional model. We do things differently. We look deeper. We try to figure out what's going on. We get to know our patients. We want to know what drives them. We want to know what got them into the situation that they are, that got them where they are. And so spending time with people is extremely important. Now, the conventional medical model isn't set up like that. It's set up to see as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. And that's okay when you're looking at just trying to keep someone from dying, right? If you're just trying to keep them alive and not actually focused on getting them healthy, that model is fine. That model is great. If you're in a car accident, you need critical care, you need you're having a heart attack, don't come to my office. I'm not going to help you.
Well, and I also, you know, I always bring up the examples of, like, if you break a bone.
Yes.
If you break your arm, you want the conventional medical model, right? They don't need to talk to you for an hour about your broken arm. They just need to fix it. They know what to do. There aren't, like, you know, I mean, they may have different options, but they can figure that out pretty quick.
And we're the best in the world at it.
Right? I mean, and the same thing with if you are having a baby. I mean, yeah, you could have complications. There could be some other things going on, but you, first of all, I mean, if you need a conventional medical doctor or, you know, a midwife or a doula, you know, I mean, like, you need someone who is trained in childbirth, but you don't need generally hours long visits. You don't, because I mean, no. They, you know, I mean, you go a lot of times and they just need to make sure that the baby is healthy, and that's, you know, that's standard and that's adequate. But, you know, it's different when you've got a lot of nondescript symptoms, because so many conditions have the same symptoms, right? And it's not just about people feeling heard. That's a benefit of having these long visits, is that people feel like somebody finally listened to me. But that's not the main goal here. I mean, it's great that people do feel listened to, and we are listening. But let's be honest. I mean, I don't know if other people feel this way, but the way I feel about it is, I don't care if you spend, if you can figure it out in 2 minutes, figure it out in 2 minutes. Like, I'm fine with that. I don't need someone to hold my hand. But the fact of the matter is, you just absolutely can't. Spending that much time with a patient allows the patient to talk enough about it that we know exactly where to look. So you're not just running a bunch of tests, like, that may or may not lead somewhere. Like, that conversation and all of those questions, all of the information that you're giving is allowing us to funnel down where specifically we need to look for the cause of the symptoms that you're having.
And sometimes it's not where we specifically need to look. It's where else do we need to look? There are these things going on, but also the person talked about, you know, issue A, and so we've got the information around that, but they brought up issue B. And that's a completely different set of things, and it may lead us down a different path that requires a different type of test or a different something different there. And then they talk about issue C, and that's a whole different thing as well. So it's not just about coming down to that one specific thing. It's about coming down to all of the things that are necessary for whatever issue you have going on. Now, sometimes, you know, people don't realize that certain conditions are linked together. And so, you know, that's what I'm there for, is to say, well, you're talking about this issue and this issue. Those two are linked, and this is how we figure out what's going on. But this thing over here that you talked about is a completely separate issue that absolutely needs to have some attention thrown its way, because it doesn't matter if we figure out problem, you know, issue A, if we left issue D alone, that's going to impact our ability to fix issue A. And knowing the interconnectedness and the interrelationships between the body and the systems is extremely important, which brings me to the next big thing that, I mean, this probably frustrates me more than anything about conventional medicine, is that conventional medicine shoves people, they label people and then shove them into that silo with that label.
Can I say one more thing about the time before you move on to this next point?
Sure.
Is that the way conventional medicine is set up is that it requires the patient to know what of all of your lifetime experiences are key to determining what's wrong with you, right? Because you only have time to bring up one or two things. So you don't have time to tell them everything. So if you didn't pick the right things, the doctor isn't even going to necessarily know exactly what to look at, because they're going off of your symptoms. And what is key to what your symptoms are might be in something that happened to you 20 years ago. We don't know that, but there are a lot of times that people bring something up and we're like, oh, wait, we need to look here. And we wouldn't have known that if we spent 2 minutes with the person. And patients are inevitably really bad at knowing what the important things are, right?
That's right. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a situation where we've spent 45 minutes to an hour talking about someone's health, and then I ask them if there's the final question I ask, and I say final question, I ask it multiple times, is there anything else that you can think of unrelated to anything that we've talked about that you think, that you've thought about or that has come to you while we've been sitting here thinking? And I can't tell you how many times people are like, oh, you know what? And they throw one little thing out. And the next thing you know, another 45 minutes goes by because that was the most important thing that they told me, and it completely changed everything that we were going to do with them and where we were going to start and how we ultimately ended up helping them. And they didn't even know to throw that out there until I asked that question, and it sparked this. And like, because feeding into what you just said, people just don't know.
They don't know. Well, of course they don't know, right? I mean, there's no reason they would know. You know, that's why we rely on our doctors. But yet conventional medicine is set up to where the patient almost has to know or it'll never get addressed.
Right.
Because they, you know, I mean, if you've got one or two symptoms that are really bothering you, that's what you're going to tell your doctor. You're not going to talk to them about, like we talked about, something that happened, you know, 5, 10, 20 years ago or more, that ends up being the catalyst for everything you're dealing with now. And that's what happens. You need someone to be able to dive deep and figure these things out. And that's the only way you get the root out of there, right? I mean, you get to the root cause and you address the root.
That is very well said. That's correct. I there are so many things going through my head of being able to add on there, but I think I would just complicate what you said. You did a very good job of
silos.
We'll go to silos. So shifting back into labels and things and what conventional medicine does to people. Like, we're, for some reason, we are extremely hung up on a diagnosis, a diagnosis, a diagnosis, a diagnosis. People want to know what is wrong with them. We've been trained and hornswoggled into believing that a diagnosis is ultimately important. Well, it's ultimately important because with this diagnosis comes a medication to treat that diagnosis. Like, if they diagnose you with disease A, then there are, you know, three medications to throw at disease A.
Right. Well, and that's how insurance works, right? They're not going to, you can't treat something unless you've been diagnosed with it.
Correct.
So there has to be a diagnosis. That's where it comes from, not for the benefit of the patient, but the benefit of the insurance company.
To figure out whether or not they're going to
cover
pay
it.
For
yeah.
what is going on. But the problem is that we don't always have to have a diagnosis. We don't have to have a diagnosis. We need to know what's going on physiologically, because a diagnosis is really just the one common thing that all of the symptoms have in common, right? We've got a bunch of symptoms, so that means that you have this. Like, there's this whole process of figuring out a differential diagnosis, and we learn this in school. And they're like, a person comes in with this, 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 and this. What's your differential diagnosis? And so you rattle off. Let's just say abdominal pain. Their big complaint is abdominal pain. What's your differential diagnosis? Well, what are things that cause abdominal pain? Well, having an appendix, having a bowel obstruction, having diverticulitis. If it's not knowing whether it's a male or a female, we could be dealing with endometriosis or ovarian cysts or all of these other things. And so that's the list that you start from, and then you go from there based on more information. Well, all that's doing is funneling you down to, like I said, figuring out what medication you need. But it's the label, it's the silo that you've been put in. And once you get put in that silo, then conventional doctors look at that, and you're coming into their office with a previous diagnosis of X. We'll pick on thyroid again. You're coming in with hypothyroidism, and you're seeing this other doctor, and they're like, you're super tired. And they're like, well, fatigue is the biggest symptom of hypothyroidism. It's just a thyroid issue. And that's what they do to you. They go back and say, well, it must be a thyroid issue. They don't look further and investigate deeper into all of this. They just continue to hammer and say, well, you're in this thyroid silo, so it has to be thyroid. And welcome back to the show, everyone. If you're just tuning in today, we're talking about what is functional medicine. And basically, we're comparing and contrasting functional medicine to conventional medicine to help people have a better understanding of what functional medicine is, and that functional medicine is just a platform of helping people. And we can basically help anyone, any condition. There's something that can be done to help them, whether there's an issue there or if you're healthy and are trying to stay healthy. And right before the break, I was off on a tangent talking about labels and diagnoses and silos that the conventional medical model puts you in, and then they blame all of your symptoms on that issue. So they label you with hypothyroidism, and then every time you go to the doctor and have a new complaint, hypothyroidism has so many symptoms that they just keep going back and saying, well, it must be a thyroid issue. It must be your thyroid. We need to change your thyroid meds, or you need to go back to your doctor that what you were seeing for your thyroid. And that, you know, no matter what you're doing, they send you back, and they keep blaming everything on that. And so that's a big deal, because they're basically no longer going to deeply investigate what it is that's going on, because they already have in their brain, oh, well, you're coming in with this thing.
Which is why it's difficult for you to even go to a new doctor, because they'll be like, oh, well, you've been diagnosed with, you know, a thyroid issue. This is thyroid. That's part of a thyroid issue. And so it doesn't even help to go to a new conventional medical doctor, because they will look at what you have been diagnosed with before and say, well, that's a symptom of this. So, yeah, so that's what you have, and that's just part of it. So there you go. Maybe we'll change your medication, or maybe you'll just be told, yep, that's what it is.
Right. And, you know, another thing with the conventional medical model is they've broken the whole system up into all of these subspecialties. So you don't get just go to the doctor for anything. You go to the doctor, and then they're like, okay, well, that's a heart issue, so you've got to go see a cardiologist. Well, that's a kidney issue, so you got to go to the nephrologist. Well, that's a, you know, whatever, a gut issue, so you've got to go to the gastroenterologist. And they've broken this all up into all these subspecialties, and no one really truly knows what everybody else is doing or what all is going on. And patients think that. They think that all of their doctors are talking.
They also think, wow, how great, because I have a kidney problem. I'm going to the kidney specialist. So they're like, this is an amazing thing, right? Because now I've got the authority on the kidney, so now I'm going to get an answer.
Right.
Right? I mean, they like the system. It's not only that, like, they're put into the system, but they actually crave this, like, referrals to specialties, because that makes them think they're going to get an answer.
And they all,
because they're the authority. They're the expert on the kidney.
And they all think that they're seeing the best doctor for, you know, whatever it is that they're, and maybe they are, not taking anything away from those physicians. Maybe they are, but
they were taught differently.
Right. But what about all those people that are seeing the kidney specialist because of diabetes, right? Well, that tells me that, you know, they didn't do a very good job of managing the diabetes if you're dealing with kidney issues, right? If you let it get to the point where your kidneys are damaged, well, we've got a problem.
And you don't really, I mean, of course, your kidneys need to be addressed, but you need to address what's causing the kidneys to have the problem.
Right.
Which is not the kidney doctor. I mean, it's
the endocrinologist, the person that should have been managing the diabetes and helping your diabetes improve or reverse.
Right.
Not just being like, well, we're just, you know, your kidneys are, they're finally bad enough that now you got to go see the nephrologist. Well, when did that level of care become what we've resorted to?
And not just resorted to. Again, that's what people want. They're like, I don't know how many times we've heard people say, well, I fought and fought to finally get a referral to, you know, an endocrinologist. Or they want the referral because then they're like, that's going to be the answer. Like, no, they're just, and it all comes back to the point I wanted to make when you were talking, I think in the last segment, about, you know, they funnel you down. They, you know, take your symptoms and they funnel, you know, here are all of the possibilities. We funnel you down and eventually we come up with your diagnosis. But the problem, or the difference, I guess I should say, that between that and functional medicine is, the way I look at it anyway, is that functional medicine looks the other way. Mm-hmm. While conventional medicine looks downstream, like down, we're going to funnel you down, we're going to take this until we're down to one diagnosis. Whereas functional medicine takes where you're at, abdominal pain was the example that you gave, and looks upward and says, what could be causing the abdominal pain? What are the potential causes? Not what can we funnel this down to, mm-hmm. What can we open it up to as the reasons why you're experiencing abdominal pain? Does that make sense?
It does make
sense. I'm a visual person, and in my mind, that makes a lot of you know, that's how I always think of it, is that's one of the ways that we just do things completely different than conventional medicine.
Right. And, you know, I give people a lot of examples. I use a lot of examples for whatever reason. I hear examples that other doctors give. Some of these are not all my own. And, you know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel here. But one of the examples that I like to use car analogies and house analogies. And with conventional medicine, I tell people, when you have an issue, it's like your house is on fire. Think of your body as the house. When you have a problem, your house is on fire. Well, conventional medicine has taken that house and broken it up into each individual room. You have a living room, you have a bedroom, you have your kids' bedroom, you have the master bathroom, you have the spare bathroom, you have the hall bathroom, you have the basement, you have the garage. Well, let's just say your house is engulfed in flames and your house is on fire and burning down. In the functional medicine model, you call the fire department and you put the fire out, right? In the functional model, you're calling the fire department, you're getting them there, you're putting the fire out, and then you put the pieces back together. In the conventional model, they would say, well, we need to call we have a fire in the kitchen and the living room and the garage. We need to call the garage fire department, and we need to call the kitchen fire department, and we need to call the...
That's a good point.
Right? It's like, no, we don't care about that. We put the fire out. We figure out what it is that is going on. We put the fire out, and then we rebuild the whole house. You don't call someone to rebuild. You don't call the kitchen carpenter and rebuild the kitchen, and then call the living room carpenter and rebuild the living room, and call the garage carpenter to rebuild that. No. What you do is you call the contractor, the carpenters, and you have them come and rebuild your whole house all at once. You don't just build it in parts and pieces and things like that, right? That's just not what you do. When you go to decorate, you call the designer to come in and decorate the house and design your however the layout is or whatever. I don't know all the interior design lingo, but that's what you do, right? It's just it's a completely different way. It doesn't make any sense that you have to go to all these different that you would call all of these different fire departments to come and put a fire out. You just want the fire out.
Right.
So that's one of the things I like to use. I like to use the house and fire analogies. And, like, you know, I use another one with diet. Imagine your house, again, your house is on fire. Your body, you have problems with your body. You can't figure out what's going on. And so you've got your house burning down, and we talked about the importance of food and why food matters, why organic matters, why food sensitivities matter, because the things that you do day in and day out are that you consume can add fuel to the fire and add problems. Well, your house is on fire, you call the fire department, and they're standing at the front of the house squirting water on the house. But all of those bad things that you're doing, the eating the wrong foods, the not exercising, all that, well, that's just somebody in the back of the house with gasoline spraying gasoline onto the fire. So you're trying to put the fire out on one side, but you're pouring gasoline onto it on the other. You've got to get rid of the source. This is where you have to go around, and that's where we come in and we say, okay, these are the things that are causing your problems. We have to eliminate that. We got to stop giving the fire fuel, and then that allows us to put the fire out. I don't know. Just crazy thoughts from your resident functional medicine, Dr. TJ. That's how we approach things. We try to be as simplistic and basic as we possibly can, given the circumstances that the patient presents with.
Right.
All right, we've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to finish up talking about what is functional medicine. And welcome back to the show, everyone. If you're just tuning in today, we've been talking about what functional medicine is, and we've kind of been comparing and contrasting functional medicine versus conventional medicine. And one of the last things that I want to talk about is basically treatments. People always ask us, you know, how do you treat this or how do you treat that? And I think they're looking for the magic bullet is the tone that I get, that's the type of question that I'm asking. They want the magic bullet. People want to know, well, what is it that I can take that will make my condition X go away? And unfortunately.
Well, that's how we've been trained to look at it.
You're right. That's exactly what we've been taught. That here's the magic bullet. This is the pharmaceuticals are the magic bullet for this, and there's a new drug that'll be the magic bullet for that. And unfortunately, that's just not the case. While certain pharmaceuticals may be beneficial, say if you have a raging infection, an antibiotic may be very beneficial for you. It may help you to kill the bacteria to get over that infection. But let's look at all the damage that antibiotic did to the body. You destroyed good bacteria in your gut, which alters your body's ability to break down and digest food, which alters your ability to absorb nutrients, which decreases the number of nutrients that are in your system, which affects your overall physiology from head to toe, top to bottom, everything that you do.
Right, and that's just with antibiotics. That the same can be said for any pharmaceutical. Anything you take is going to have a good side and a bad side. The good side is, debatable. A lot of people take pharmaceuticals and they're just like, I don't know that it's really helping. But it will affect your body. And it is going to have side effects you may not even notice, but it's doing it internally. There is something going on. That's just the nature of taking a medication.
Right.
And not to say that at times that's not worth it. We definitely in our office use medications at times, generally short term, to get people over a hump because they've got to get, something to stop the bleeding so we can address what the issue is.
Right.
So, I mean, we're not against, and it's one of the reasons why we're such big advocates for going to see a functional medicine practitioner who is able to prescribe, because that is, there are times when you may need a medication in the short term.
Right.
And,
especially when you walk in and your blood pressure is 200 over 100.
Right. I mean, there are definitely times when you're like, all right, we need to address this now. And, it just, the slow way of dealing with it is putting you at risk, and we would never do that. And so I do think that that's important to be said, but long term, pharmaceuticals are not a good option. Like, are there times when they're necessary? I mean, I would never say never. And there are some things with, compounded medications where they are, we do need, I'm thinking specifically about thyroid issues. Like, sometimes people need a little help. We do it through a compounded pharmacy. We make sure that it's as clean as possible.
If their thyroid issue has gotten so severe, they may need thyroid meds for a while.
Yeah. But in general, these medications were never meant to be taken long term.
Right.
And there certainly haven't been long term studies on them.
Right.
A lot of these medications have been around for five years and someone's been on them 5 years.
Acid blockers are a big one. If you read the fine print when there's an acid blocking medication, they say on the television screen, if you've got a big enough TV, you can pause it and see it yourself. It says to not take this for longer than 2 weeks. People come into our office that have been on these things for 10, 15 years.
Prescribed.
Yeah, prescribed. Now over the counter, because most of them are over the counter. But that just because it's over the counter doesn't mean it's safe. And that's a topic for a whole
show on that.
Yeah, we may come back and rehash that again. But, back to the question that people have is, how do you treat this? Well, we treat the person, right? My job is to fix physiology. I have so many freaking hours in physiology and nutrition, it's not even funny. I mean, that's what my PhD is in.
Right.
It's
which is why I just, side note, I think we both get really frustrated with people who are out there preaching. Like, I have a lot of nutrition education. I have thousands of hours, and we're just like, all right,
Where's your PhD, buddy?
Right. Where is any sort of certification? I mean, make sure you are, weary of who you're listening to.
The point of this is, people ask, how do you treat it? My answer is, we treat the person. My job is to fix the physiology. I've got to fix what's going on at a cellular level. If I can fix what's going on or help you, I don't really actually do anything. I just point you in the direction and tell you, here, these are the things that your body needs. If we can give you the things that your body needs at a cellular level, your body innately will fix itself. You have innate intelligence. And what do I mean by innate intelligence? Innate intelligence is like you cut yourself and your body forms a scar or forms a blood clot, a scab. You lay down scar tissue and you heal that injury. That's innate intelligence. That's an innate ability.
You're not doing it. You're not thinking about it. Your body just does it.
Just did it. And so with that in mind, my job is to fix the physiology. So, I typically will answer the person's question of, you know, well, we have to investigate the root cause of what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But what I really want to say is a short answer. I fix your overall physiology. That's right. What we do. That's how we help. Right. There's so many things that, you know, people get into the condition that they're in because their adrenal glands are shot, their thyroid is shot, and their sex hormones are in the complete tank. That's how we end up with chronic disease across the board. And right. When we start addressing those things and fix those issues, lots and lots of problems just happen to go away. And all we really did was fix the physiology.
And one thing that I wanted to say, because I think this is how I look at things, and I don't know if this will be helpful or not, is that conventional medicine is looking at pills or surgery. Alternative medicine, what we think of alternative kind of practitioners, are looking at never pills and surgery. And functional medicine kind of bridges that gap between the two, where we do whatever works. And I think that's yes. important, because it was really hard for me to leave the conventional medical system when I was sick, because I was like, I want to do what works. And I don't want someone who's like, oh, you need to take some supplements and you need to like take these herbs or whatever. And like, I don't actually get better. Like, functional medicine uses whatever is actually going to work. Sometimes that's a pharmaceutical, but it's rare. I mean, yes. You know, it usually isn't, if you're actually wanting to fix the problem and not just cover it up.
Right. And so, you know, that's, in a nutshell, that's how I answer those types of questions, because I get them all the time. And, you know, I do my best to answer them. I point people in the direction. I'm like, hey, go listen to this episode of the podcast. Go do this. There's lots and lots of you know, pieces of information that I've put out there. And hopefully, you know, at the end of this, we'll refer them to this show and say, hey, look, you know, it's much bigger than just a magic bullet for whatever issue that you have going on. Because I promise you, if fixing your issue was a magic bullet, conventional medicine would have cornered the market on it a long time ago, and that's how it would be. But so many of our issues are literally just fix the physiology and the issue gets better. So anyway, I digress, and that is basically all of the time that we have for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I love talking about functional medicine. It's why we do this show. If you want more information, visit our website, INHSTL.com. Follow us on social media at INHSTL. You can also call us, 314-293-8123. Shoot us an email. I'm happy to email you. I respond to most of the emails. Call us. Anything that you want to do, reach out to us. We're happy to help. We'll do everything that we can. And that's our show. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness One. Thanks for listening.